Metukumihi anō ki a koutou katoa. That Waiata, Brown Girl in the Ring, I'm not 100% Boney M's song. It's iconic, I know, but I'm not 100% sure on its appropriateness. But, you know, I'll leave that to somebody else to discuss, because we've got good news. There's a female Māori woman Governor General taking over the reins at the end of the year, Cindy Kittle. Congratulations to her. And our very own Ordini Kaipara is going to be the newsreader over at TV3. Congratulations to her. She's going from one milestone to another, and she joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Ordini. Congratulations to you on your new gig.
Oh, tēnā koe, Claudette. Kia ora.
You must be happy. Happy to be working for a new outfit. Sad to be leaving your mates at TVNZ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So while I am happy, yes, very delighted and excited, but I also, you know, have a heavy heart because, you know, my heart has been with the karere for a very long time, and I know it's not the absolute end. You know, there will come another time, I'm sure, down the line that I'll get to come back to the karere. And yeah, it's just a new journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I'm sure that you'll be back there sooner or later. There aren't too many people you can go and work for here in this very small country of Aotearoa NZ. Yes. Hey, so you go from making one bit of history to another bit of history. How does that make you feel? You know, first moko kauai to be reading news, mainstream news, and now you're on another Māori woman, mainstream news on another platform, on another broadcaster. Did you kind of think, oh, you know, I'm kind of making history all over the place? Did you kind of think about that?
Yes, well, yes, I would be lying if I said, you know, no, the thought hasn't crossed my mind at any point in my career. I suppose when I've reached milestones that, you know, in the heat of the moment or in the thick of the moment, I don't actually, you know, don't actually realise until someone points it out to me, you know, in black and white, or someone, you know, mentions something and I realise, okay, you know, to reach this milestone, it actually is, again, a huge privilege and a huge, you know, I will always be humble and appreciative of any opportunity where I can just, you know, freely express who I am without having to conform or, you know, compromise being Māori, and for us to be, you know, I don't want to say loosely the term accepted, but it does feel like that, you know, to finally be at a stage where we don't have to fight as hard as, you know, your generation and those before us had to so much these days, where they are actually knocking on our doors, you know, and asking and pursuing us, and to be a part of that mix, to be the latest to be sought after and to be afforded the opportunity to be proud, you know, and stand and hold a key role at News Hub on a national broadcaster is a huge honour, Claudette. It really is.
Yes, yes, of course. But the thing is, News Hub, they're still going on their journey, on their Māori journey. It might turn out that you will be unconsciously expected to be their tutor, their teacher, their mentor, to help them along their journey.
I think that's that is a fair assumption, you know, and that thought also crossed my mind, you know, in the last few months where I have been, you know, contemplating moving and deciding, coming to the decision was not easy. And that thought was absolutely a part of my decision-making process, you know, is it a safe place to go to? What is actually required of me beyond the presenter reporter title, you know, is the onus on me to change the tides or to help affect change within internally and support them and, you know, in understanding more about Māoritanga and not just te reo Māori, but who we are and what, you know, to value Māori in general. There is always a risk, I'm sure, in any organisation, and you know, that we as the very few Māori depended upon to, you know, to do stuff well and, you know, over and above what we actually hired to do or paid to do. And that will always be a challenge, I believe, you know, for any single person who is of Māori descent, yeah, and who holds the senior rank in any organisation. But for me, you know, would I compromise who I am? No, absolutely not. And that was part of the discussions, you know, and I won't go any further into what those discussions were. But I did bring that up and said, look, you know, I'm more than happy, but I think, you know, we've got a real opportunity here to open doors that allow for more Māori, which I think, you know, that is I hope, is the direction we're heading towards, with Discovery being the owners of Three and News Hub, you know, that there's a new direction where we can progress forward with new thinking and acceptance, I suppose. I don't want to use inclusion on any of the other buzzwords, but I do, you know, firmly believe that this is an opportunity where hopefully we can open more doors, Claudette.
Yes, change, yes, indeed.
Change the narrative.
And so with that, will you still have an opportunity to work on Te Reo Māori stories as well too?
I hope so. In this role that I'm taking up, I don't see that. That's not there. And that's part of my, you know, something that I have to tuku, that I've had to tuku and am still in the process of letting go of, is the fact that Te Karere was, you know, was my ahuru mōwai, where I could, you know, flex my reo, where I could actually speak the reo in my occupation and my profession as a broadcaster or whatever, and not having that, having to go full time into News Hub, that's not there right now. But hopefully one day there may be, you know, who knows.
Yes, well, that's something that
public
could...
public media journalism interest fund, you know, that's looking for forward movement, and hopefully one day we you know, News Hub and Three will be a part of that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Now that you've left, well, when will you be taking up your new role?
I am being welcomed, and my official whakatau is this Wednesday, and then I believe I'm on air next Monday.
Oh, so soon. Okay, so have you actually left the building at TVNZ?
Have I actually left?
Yes.
Te Reo Tāpaki,
yes.
TVNZ?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. I can ask you this question then. What did you think about...
Oh!
yeah. So here's a question now that you're over at News Hub. You know, it's all good now. So what did you think about Te Mata Tini going to TVNZ away from Māori television to TVNZ then? What do you reckon?
What do I reckon? In all honesty, you know, this is funny, but I am... going to be open and honest, because that's who I am. I'm happy about that. Not because I don't think Māori TV has not done a good enough job. Absolutely not. I'm sad, but you know, that it's gone away from Māori TV. I'm sure there are questions around why that is, but that's not my department. My whakaro, you're asking me, is, you know, what about how I feel about TVNZ now holding the broadcast rights to Te Mata Tini. Well, let's remember, TVNZ held those rights before Māori TV, and they did a stellar job.
Yeah, but that's because they were the only ones on the block.
Yeah, yeah.
They were the only ones left standing. Okay, here's another question.
But
then.
They didn't do a crap, you know. They did.
No, they did.
I remember.
Yes.
I remember as a child, as a, you know, growing up and performing kapaaka, you know, that was fed to us day and night. Those were our music videos, our TikToks, our everything.